In this devout Catholic country, typhoon survivors are filling damaged churches looking not only for shelter, but solace. It is a trying time for priests and nuns, viewed as community leaders, now taking on the overwhelming task of helping distribute aid while trying to make sense of it all. The Philippine people have maintained their faith despite repeatedly enduring disasters of biblical proportions, according to the pastor of this Ormoc church, Father Gilbert Urbina.
Scriptures describe apocalyptic times in terms of the natural calamities, floods, volcanic eruptions, wars. And what does Scripture say? We have to be prepared for all this, no? To persevere, because these are trying times. Have faith.
At the heavily damaged cathedral in Palo, a town just south of Tacloban, also flattened by the typhoon winds, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, the 83-year-old Archbishop Emeritus of Washington, D.C., led Mass. Speaking to VOA later in the day in Ormoc, he acknowledged some traumatized survivors might initially find Scripture inadequate.
I think it is probably not right at the beginning, because at the beginning everyone's hurting so, and so they've lost so many people, they've lost so many friends and family, and they don't know, you know, what, why is God doing this to us? Well, in a real sense we say it's not that God is doing this to us, it's that he's allowing these things to happen, probably for a greater cause.
Whatever the cause, a sudden effect is a global outpouring of goodwill. Among those at the forefront of the civic response, Catholic Charities, on the ground in some of the worst hit communities. Martha Skredeberg of Caritas Norway says they are coordinating closely with local churches.
The people run to the shore for the first time in order to get protection, in order to get food, some help.
Many who lost their homes here were relocated to this area after a 1991 typhoon-generated flash flood destroyed their community. Now they have to decide whether to try to rebuild here or move on again.
With her grandchildren hovering about, a 72-year-old widow, Demetria Omega, is hoping to sell some fruit and vegetables. She borrowed $25 to start a modest store in what remains of her residence. Most of her home blew away in the storm.
I do not even have a place to lie down to sleep. I have to sleep sitting. I move aside my fruit and vegetables and place on the stand a mat that I use as my roof during the day.
Hers is one of 5,000 households. The priest at the damaged church down the road now struggles to provide the barest necessities for body and soul. Steve Herman, VOA News, Ormoc, in the Philippines.